Central New Yorkers were participants in numerous events this weekend related to the National Women's March. There was plenty of concern over threats to human rights, but also hope and optimism for the future. WAER's Chris Bolt shares stories of local people who spoke out and got involved.
Jackie Chapman admits she felt anything but empowered right after the election of President Donald Trump.
After the election, I was in a state of like a deer in a headlight, just in horror, full of fear and full of dread, because I'm afraid for so many groups of people.
She was hearing one thing from Mr. Trump, but believing another.
He made it sound like he's speaking for everyone. He wants to do good work for the entire population. But in my heart, I don't trust those words.
Chapman says as a lifelong educator, she was always inclusive of all different types of people. She came up to Syracuse from Cortland to participate in the People's Inauguration that followed the crowded women's march downtown. The events, and joining the CNY Solidarity Coalition, helped her move from feeling disempowered to taking action.
The main purpose is to get word out to everyone in all different diverse groups that we are forming work groups for all the things that we need to be working toward.
Like many of those who participated in this weekend's events, Chapman professes to being energized and optimistic, ready to tackle specific issues.
We're working on sanctuary plans, and Syracuse right now is definitely building on a solidarity plan. We're also trying to get many different groups to work with us. We're all in this together.
Hundreds of others from Central New York traveled to Washington, D.C. to participate in the main women's march there. They echoed history, but also tempered criticisms, opposition, and fear with a pledge for the future.
Since the 70s, we began this fight for equality as women and feminist ideology, and to see after 47 years it to be threatened as it is, I just can't stand by and not do anything.
I just wanted to lend my voice to the chorus of people who are standing against injustice and racism, hate and xenophobia. I think it's important, especially being a white male, to be here.
I am here to demonstrate my belief in humanity, the support of other humans, that we all have equal rights, and that a man doesn't have the right to tell people whether they're hot or not, and whether they should do anything with their bodies, and that we're all beautiful in our own ways.
I've spent my life fighting for women's rights, and I've spent my life working with children. It seems to be so many of our values in our democracy are under attack by this new regime, and we just can't stand by. We have to resist.
The movement has done a good job to try to be an intersectional movement that worries about, you know, racism and xenophobia and transgender rights and all those things, and not just white women. And so I'm encouraged that this march will create some momentum to fight for all those causes throughout the next 4 years or however long it's going to take.
Donna, Seth, and Amy, from whom you just heard, all took hours to travel from Central New York to Washington for the big protest there. A crowd that some estimates pegged at 8,000 or more went to the birthplace of the women's movement to join the protest in Seneca Falls. Beth Herschel thought it was important enough to make a family affair of it with her young children.
Well, this is their first protest, and I have two daughters, and it's really important that we teach her, to speak up, and that she's the future. They're all the future. So it's been a really rough few months for us. So
Herschel says she faces societal problems every day, working for Causeway Community Partners, and was excited to carry on some of that feeling she got from going to Seneca Falls.
You know, I work for a nonprofit, so I'm doing social activism every day in my day job, but certainly figuring out how to transfer that to my girls, teach them what we can do. I really want to talk to people and figure out what we can do. The next 4 years, we're going to work hard.
She wonders if concern over equality issues that already existed might have received a necessary boost from the election.
You know, we needed something like this to wake us up. There's a movement here, and a lot of women and men needed something to bring them together. I'm really hopeful, but it's certainly scary. Like I said, as a mom with two girls, it's something that I think about a lot.
Whether in Seneca Falls, like Beth Herschel, in Washington, D.C., like Donna, Amy, and Seth, Or here in Syracuse, like Jackie Chapman, people say they have their sights aimed forward. They all took part in a combined protest that covered over 600 cities and was called the largest since the Vietnam War era. How that massive collective effort influences policy will depend on how strongly the movement can remain. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
Ilana Sukert, Megan Mistry, John Smith, and Mary Evans helped with reporting on this story.